Welcome to the Self-Realized Podcast with Linton Bergson, where you will shatter your limits. I am not much into the self-help industry as much as I'm into the self-realized individual, which is you. What matters most to you, how you get there, and the obstacles that may be in your way. If you would like to be part of this podcast and part of that discussion, I welcome you here with an open heart, open mind, and open arms. So, without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. Thank you for taking the time out of your very, very valuable day to join me on episode 54, Using the Power of Trust for Your Success. By the end of this episode, you will know how to verify trust very early on in all of your relationships, personal and professional, and understand the role that courage and loyalty play in trust. Why does your success depend on trust? And what kind of power does trust have? It has an enormous amount of power. If you begin to look at success in anything, it is all based on trust, whether it's a fleeting moment of trust or extended periods of trust. Every single thing in your life depends upon the power of trust, the power that you possess in order for you to have people trust you, to be with you as a partner, to be with you in business, to be with you as a friend. The minute that trust is violated, all those three relationships can end. It may not happen immediately. It may happen gradually, slowly. That is the power of trust. Your whole life is hinged on that. Every doorway that opens and closes swings on the hinges of trust. And when those hinges begin to get rusty and they begin to creak, and people begin to realize that maybe you're not as trustworthy as they thought you were, the door doesn't swing open and close as easily with the same freedom, with the same momentum. It begins to be a little bit more noisy. It doesn't quite fit in the door jamb. People begin to question who you are. It may start slowly, but inevitably it begins to become a reality. And with this door hinges now beginning to creak and sway a little bit, the door doesn't close anymore completely. It requires you to pull it a little harder to close the door. It requires people to pull it a little harder to close the door. And when trust becomes an effort and it doesn't flow naturally, people intuitively in your life will begin to lose trust in you. And when they begin to lose trust in you, the power that trust had in being part of your life is now dissipated and eventually will disappear. It can happen slowly. It can happen quickly. If you look at our relationships in general, our partnerships in life, what is the cornerstone of that relationship working? What is the cornerstone of your life in your partnerships personally, which are very important relationships to us, working? Trust. Professionally, trust. If you really begin to look at yourself in the deepest way and contemplate and make a list of all the things that make you a trustworthy individual, then take that list and show it to other people. The power of trust comes up now for you because you're going to take that list to people that you trust. It's playing a role, pivotal role, in your life. When they look at your list, do they think that those are qualities that you have that make you trustworthy? For example, you may think your word means a lot and that you follow through. They may not agree. If your word doesn't mean anything consistently, then you are not considered to be a trustworthy individual. I'll give you a simple example of that. A lot of times, we don't always realize that we're just talking for the sake of talking. When you say to someone, I'll call you tomorrow, do you? When you say to someone, I'll send you an email, do you? when you say to someone that I'll DM you or whatever you might suggest you'll do through whatever medium you're going to use, do you in fact do it? Are you consistent in your follow through and follow up? If you are, then you are a trustworthy individual and you are using the power of trust in your life. Trust is energetic, just like love, just like faith. People can know whether they can trust you. The reverse of that, you can know whether you can trust people simply by their words and their actions. People in general are always giving you indicators of whether they can be trusted. A big indicator is eye contact, body language. In today's world where so much is done online and not in person, what becomes more critical for you to pay attention to is, are they consistent in what they are saying? What did they say yesterday? Does it match what they are saying today? If they told you, for example, in a professional environment, they could have something done in 2 days and the price was $20, and now they're telling you, for whatever reason, sometimes there is an excuse, but it now is going to take 4 days and is $70. Well, I can see that perhaps there's a variation in the time. Maybe something came up. But why did the price change? The question now becomes, do you trust them that they know what they're doing? And the price shift has now questioned their integrity. Now you have to ask them, well, how come it's $20 that I made the commitment on and now you want $70? You're going to have that element of distrust come into the situation now. Even though they may have an explanation, I suggest you may not trust them as much as you did when you made the initial contact. It's the same with everything and everyone. In your personal life, if people aren't consistent and don't have follow through, then they don't always become as trustworthy, in my opinion, as you would like, because trust has an element of follow through. Trust has an element of consistency. Trust has an element of dependability. Trust has a big component of loyalty. I'm not talking about blind trust and blind loyalty. I'm talking about you getting into the most important part and component of trust, that you can trust yourself with things that are presented to you, and you can trust your own judgment going forward as to what you feel is trustworthy. So the real element of the power of trust is your ability to trust yourself. That is where you, as a self-realized individual, begin to realize for yourself that every judgment call you are making is based upon how you internally process it from that place of internal trust and your ability to deal with people who inevitably will be untrustworthy, because life is not that simple where everything works out as you would like it to. There are going to be situations where things aren't panning out exactly as you would like. I talk more about how to deal with those situations in the previous episode 53, Embracing Adversity. However, you trust yourself enough. It comes down to you to be able to deal with situations as they unfold. But you do want to be very aware and very mindful in your own self, how things are being presented to you. The power of trust is the power of you. The power for you to be able to trust yourself in any situation, to ask the right questions, open-ended questions, not to be fearful of what someone may say to you or what they would think of you by asking a certain question. Have the power of trust within your own being and your own confidence, that you trust yourself and who you are to handle any response. And the reason that power exists within you is because you have made a concerted effort to build upon that power of trust within yourself, that you validate yourself and who you are, and you trust yourself that where you're coming from with your questions are not meant to hurt anyone, are not meant to belittle anyone. It's simply for information. Information that matches your value systems as to what is important to you. Trust yourself. And then begin to trust other people who answer the questions in a way that is not ambiguous, in a way that is consistent. For example, many times I have been in situations in organizations and with people. I could be doing an interview for a job, if it's professional. The people have come into the organization and they want that particular job. However, during the interview, they are not consistent in answering the questions that are presented to them. At the beginning of the interview, they say something. Midway through the interview, it doesn't match what they said at the beginning. Now, I know that is a technique, but however, trustworthy individual is pretty consistent. What you want to look for when you're dealing with people and the power of trust is you have to have the confidence and the mindset and the ability to go into a situation trusting yourself as to what it is that you need to have to establish trust in order for you to move forward with any situation or individual that you are involved with. A lot of times, we don't really ask the questions we need to. We believe what we are told. That is not how you establish trust. You establish trust by asking questions and verifying. Once you've verified that and you're happy within yourself that this person or this situation or whatever it is you're involved in is pretty consistent, if it's professional in pricing, in delivery, and following up with you if things aren't going quite right, and what they're saying is correct, and you can verify perhaps if things are delayed, you continue to build the trust because it's coming from you. Why did that happen? Why has the price changed? How can we move forward with this in a different way? But the responses from the individual, if you're in a professional environment, are congruent and make sense. It's the same when you are in a personal situation. If you ask someone, where were you? And they said they were at a place at a certain time, but it doesn't make sense because you heard they were somewhere else, then you have to trust yourself enough to know in that situation or in that relationship. By questioning that individual on a personal level in your relationship, may get from them a defensive response, which could escalate into different areas that could jeopardize the relationship because now they may think that you are questioning their integrity, which could be construed that way if you're asking, well, you said you were here at 3 o'clock yesterday, but my friend said they saw you at this place at 3 o'clock yesterday, so I'm kind of confused. Obviously, there's something not right. You could let it go under the radar or you could put it on your radar. A lot of times, establishing trust is simply the requirement that you want to put things on your radar. That is the power of trust and success in your life. Don't consistently let things go under the radar when you feel that things aren't quite right. Keeping things on your radar helps you to track what's going on. It's like anything else. If things disappear off the radar, you wonder what went wrong. There is a certain accountability to trust. I know that sounds clinical, but it is a fact. If you keep ignoring things that aren't working and don't make sense, they are not going to fix themselves. I'm very big on intuition for those of you who listen to the podcast regularly. Intuition is always going to be a very important ingredient for you to listen to. And I know you've had the experience where you've had an intuitive sense that something isn't right and that you can't trust the situation. Question what it is that is in front of you and then keep it on your radar. And you can verify whether that intuitive sense that you have about a situation is indeed correct. I talk more about listening to your inner voice and intuition in episode 3. The power of trust in your life, the power of using trust for success in your life, having it work on a consistent basis requires an often overlooked attribute that goes along with trust. And they go hand in hand, is courage. If you don't have courage, you cannot establish trust or begin to work with anything or anyone at a level of trust that you'd want in your life. First of all, it takes courage to trust yourself. At some point, you're going to have to put yourself out there and say, I trust what I'm doing, and then verify that you can trust your inner feelings and the promptings and your vision and where you can go and how you can handle things and the problems that come up in your life. You know, as you begin to go out into the world and do more, that you can trust your judgment because it's paying off time and time again, that you can take the risks that you thought you could because you trust yourself to take them in the first place and the courage to move forward on them. Trust and courage go hand in hand. You can't circumvent one for the other. You have to develop both. You have to have the trust to ask the hard questions in your life to people both personally and professionally and not be concerned about what the response may be or the outcome. All success is based upon the power of trust. It is a cornerstone for loyalty because loyalty comes from being able to trust someone who is loyal to you through thick and thin. Loyalty, trust go together, along with courage. That is the trifecta of using the power of trust for your success. Harnessing that in your life as an ongoing sequence to begin to develop the power of success on an ongoing basis. A lot of times, success is wrapped up in different things, in different packages. But there are some very basic tenets that you have to have in place to have success. And one of them, absolutely, is understanding the power of trust. You go into any relationship wanting people to trust you, wanting to come from a place of integrity. You are not going to have fleeting success. You're going to have their loyalty long term. People, believe it or not, even if they are untrustworthy, here's a crazy but true fact. They want to deal with a trustworthy individual. They want to deal with someone who they feel will be loyal, even if they are not. It is an innate human trait to want to deal with people you trust. However, you cannot always trust the people that are dealing with you will give you the same back. That is your job as an individual, to put it mildly. It is a job because it's ongoing work. To make sure that who and whatever you choose to be involved with meet your criteria of trustworthiness, which again, is not difficult to verify. Consistency and follow through. A lot of times people just talk for the sake of talking. They have no intention of following through on anything they say they're going to do. It could be, I'll call you back. How many times have we heard that? Do you ever receive a call? Sometimes not. I would suggest to you more often than not. I'll email you. But however they want to contact you, DM, whatever social media platform they're on. Most of the time, they may not. You may bump into them somewhere and they'll say to you, you know what? I was just thinking about you. I was just going to email you, text you, DM you. They said they were going to 3 weeks ago. That isn't really what I'm looking for. Maybe some people are okay with that. I want people in my life that follow through, that are consistent. And I have them in my life. And I have done business over the years with many organizations when it comes to professional negotiations, and they understand that that is an important part of who I am, that you follow through, that you deliver on time, that the invoices are paid on time. I make that clear, and I have clients and I have people that have done that, no matter how big or small the organization, because ultimately, they value me. Ultimately, they value what I bring to the table. Ultimately, they trust me. And people are prepared to go out of their way for people they trust. Funnily enough, even if they are not. People want trustworthy people in their life. The power of trustworthiness and the power of using trust for success is that you use it to your best advantage. Understanding who you are as a self-realized individual. And just because people like having you around because you are self-realized and you are trustworthy and you understand how the power of trust works and what it engenders, which is loyalty and it requires courage to have that. You have to be the discerning factor into who you let into your life, so your power of trust and your power of success is not just used by people for their own end, but you are working with people who value you and respect you and understand that you are aware of how, as the episode is titled, you are using the power of trust for your success and not allowing people just to use it for theirs. That is a very powerful realization of the self-realized individual. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. Please subscribe so you do not miss any upcoming episodes. Whatever platform you're on, please leave a rating and review. I would greatly appreciate it. Any additional information on me, Linton Bergson, and my 5-star reviewed book, Purposeful Vision, is available at selfrealize.com, which is all one word. You can also leave any comments or suggestions on the website. I look forward to connecting with you very soon, and take good care of yourself.